New York City from above. Text, Hallmark Channel presents, Double Holiday. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree stands among buildings with flags blowing around it. Text, Amuse Entertainment production. Cars and taxis pass under a bridge lighted red and green. A Christmas wreath hangs on a street lamp. Rebecca talks on a cell phone.
I'll get it done, Sarah. I'm planning to leave early.
I appreciate you hosting in my place, Bex, but I have to finish costumes by today for Louis' school play. I really hate to impose on you, but with Mom and Dad's remodel, I don't know where else we could have done it.
I am happy to take over. I've never done the holidays, and I love a challenge. I don't rise to them like my little sis, but...
Stop it. You do, too.
But I'll be there early to help, and...
Please call me later if you need anything.
Oh, trust me, I will need a lot of anything, so keep your phone on. Bye.
She walks into an elevator.
Excuse me.
A man joins her. They glance at each other. Rebecca texts Amy, in the elevator with fancy suit guy. She glances at him. He glances at her. Amy texts back, say something, and hurry and get here. Something is going down. The man gets off the elevator. Rebecca smiles.
Smooth, Rebecca. Very smooth.
She gets off the elevator.
Hi, Rebecca. Good morning, Aaron.
She greets the receptionist as she walks past.
So, did you talk to Fancy Suit Guy?
No, I did not.
So, what's so urgent? You told me to hurry. So Vanessa came in this morning, cleaned out her office, and left at 8:30 with all of her stuff in a box.
Wait. Vanessa was here at 8:30 because that's a unicorn sighting.
We all thought so, which can only mean one thing.
She quit?
And now that our vice president has most likely left us, it would seem there's a senior executive position open.
We don't know that, Amy. We're speculating.
We are preparing so that you can put yourself out there before Chris does. You have way more experience than him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get bumped up, I get bumped up. Anyways, you don't want to be reporting to Chris.
Yeah, tell me about it. He already acts like he's my boss.
Exactly. Which is why you need to talk to Jane before he gets the chance.
Yes, because clearly I am so good at putting myself out there, as evidenced by the elevator.
One of these days, you will get actual words out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out Fancy Suit Guy's name, what he does.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to go find out what's up.
Okay. Oh, and Rebecca? Yeah. Happy Hanukkah.
Rebecca makes a heart shape with her hands.
Morning, Victoria.
Hey.
A co-worker, Chris, puts his feet up on a desk.
Were you born in a barn, Chris?
He puts his feet down.
Good morning to you too, Rebecca. Although I don't think that's the thing that you would say in this scenario. I've never seen an animal prop his feet up, but that'd be like a poised pig, a cool cow. Hey, if you see one, let me know, because that would be fun. You're not going to smile, per usual.
Do you know what's going on with Vanessa?
Nope. I was here early this morning, finishing that application permit for the condos on Fletcher Avenue. You're welcome, by the way.
Wait, what? I was coming in to do that now.
No, now you don't need to. You got to be quick around here. I already hit the basketball court. Anyway, Vanessa, she walks by, she doesn't say a word. She always laughs at my jokes.
Well, I hope we find out what's going on soon. I drew up the schedule for the strip mall project, but I need Vanessa to approve it.
Do you want me to look at it? Make sure it's... What? I've been here longer than you.
Yeah, as you live to remind me. You know, I was a project manager for 6 years at my old firm.
As you live to remind me. Hey, if Vanessa really is gone, you might be reporting to me anyway soon, so.
That's a funny joke.
Is that what you look like when you smile? It's weird.
Vanessa's team, conference room.
Look at her. She's
a robot.
She's a professional. She's not here to be liked or make friends.
Do you know that's exactly what all the terrible people on Bachelor say?
Self-made and at the top of her game. That's the goal right there.
Vanessa, your former team leader, has been poached by Peter Kirk and Associates, our biggest competitors. But we're builders. We do not dwell on problems.
What about the Dorothy Jensen Foundation account? I know that Vanessa was trying to close that business, and I assisted her on the bid.
I'll be taking that over.
Hey. You guys were working on something without me?
I'm the one that told her about the opportunity. What we're thinking.
So, as some of you know, we've put in a bid for 12 large recreation centers and parks around the city. This is a game changer for us. We want this account.
Anything we can do to help?
I'm happy to hear you say that.
Oh, Rebecca.
Of course, Rebecca. And I'm going to take you up on it. You're now on the holiday party.
Oh, I
thinking more along the lines of a lookbook, maybe some stats. I make a mean presentation.
That's not what I need you for right now. Vanessa always handled the company holiday parties, so now it falls to the senior members of her team. And that would be you.
Chris smiles at Rebecca.
And you too, Chris.
Don't you think it would be better? I would be better suited to help you land the Jensen account, because I mean, I've been there from the beginning and the ins and outs of it.
I need both of you on this. Mel Jensen, the head of the foundation, wants to get to know us. So I've invited him and his wife to attend. Now, they're happy with our bid, but we need something to show him why he wants to work with us over the competition. Hence, our party becomes our presentation. Understood?
Yes.
Oh, we got it. You know, this party is going to make Times Square at New Year's Eve look like a meditation retreat.
Okay.
See, there's a robot. That was funny.
And no, it wasn't that funny. And at least she remembers your name.
Jane, let's just get through the holidays and land this account. Then I'll make my decisions about Vanessa's replacement.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah, no worries. We're on it.
Rebecca and Chris leave the room.
Well, that went well.
You know, I know she wants us both on it, but who better to give it their all than the Jewish girl who can bring some fresh eyes to Christmas?
And I say, who better to give it their all than the guy who knows how to have a good time?
It's not about having a good time. It's about landing this account.
Okay, why can't it be both? I mean, the stakes are high for the company and for me.
Why do you want this promotion? You seem to enjoy coasting.
Okay, I think that you confuse my playfulness for carelessness, and they are not one and the same. I'm the one who was here at 8:30 this morning when you waltzed in. What time was it?
Okay, I had a thing, all right? I'm usually here before you. But, you know, I can take the lead on this party, if you don't mind.
And I say we 50-50 it, if you don't mind. Look, I got the keys to Jane's house, which is where the party is. So we should probably go take a look, right?
She gave you the keys?
Yeah. She trusts me.
He dangles them in front of Rebecca. Rebecca tries to grab the keys. Chris walks away. We move over a snowy town from above. Rebecca and Chris get out of the car at Jane's house.
Well, I mean, the outside looks pretty good. Maybe this will be easy. Just throw some chairs, put a couple cookies out.
I hope so, because I found no plans in Vanessa's office for this party.
Well, I'm sure it's done. It's a week away.
He unlocks the front door. Rebecca walks inside, followed by Chris. A crystal chandelier hangs from the ceiling. They look around. The house is decorated in neutral colors.
Well, there's not a light or a wreath or a lick of Christmas anywhere.
So this is not good.
No.
They walk around.
Wait a minute. When I was hired at Bennett and Swanson, it took weeks to close my deal. People don't just get poached away in a day. Vanessa knew she was leaving. She's probably known for months.
So, what are you saying? She never made a plan?
Rebecca shrugs.
We have to tell Jane.
No. Jane lives here. This is her house. She knows nothing's been done, but I'm sure she thought there was a plan. She doesn't want to hear about problems. She wants to hear solutions.
And do you have one?
No, I will.
I will.
Chris smiles.
Okay.
They leave the house.
Excuse me.
Rebecca answers her phone.
Hey, Sarah.
Okay, I lied. I'm not going to be able to come early to help you. Costumes are all wrong and I need to remeasure.
And you're my big sister, so you're not allowed to be mad at me.
They're six. Sarah, no one's going to notice if the sleeves are a little long.
I'll notice, but I'm emailing you the recipe for the latkes. It's actually very easy.
I am not you, Sarah. I can't just try something once and master it.
You can, and you will.
And I'll be there as soon as I can.
She gets in the car.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah, great. Better.
Back at the office.
I mean, I'm not sure which is more infuriating. Vanessa doing nothing for the party, Jane still not remembering my name, or having to plan this whole thing with Chris.
This is an opportunity to show Jane how good you are at executing a plan. That's what a VP does, and now you have that chance.
As long as Chris doesn't try to outshine me, which he will,
You're too good at what you do.
Yeah, and yet I'm still just a project manager.
Hey, I said I was sorry. It's an important work thing. I will make it up to you. This weekend, I promise. All right, bye.
Oh, nothing. Here. This is for you.
Aw, I didn't get you anything.
I need you to go shopping without me. I have a thing. But I've come up with a theme. We're going classy and upscale. White Christmas.
That sounds bland.
It's elegant. Everything very sharp and crisp. White, silver, contemporary. It'll look perfect with Jane's home.
I don't know.
And it shows our aesthetic as builders.
I'm underwhelmed.
Well, you won't be when you see it. And I will gladly accept an apology. High class Christmas. It's how you land a high-end client.
They walk out.
Hey, what is so important that I have to pick up the slack for you anyway?
It's night one of Hanukkah, and I'm hosting my family. Just consider this part of your half, since we're 50-50 in it.
They get in the elevator.
All right. Well, forgive me for my ignorance, but I don't know much about Hanukkah. I know there's menorahs, candles, dreidel. Dreidel, is that right?
Mm-hmm. The game my family takes very seriously. It gets pretty competitive.
You? Competitive? No, I can't imagine that.
All right. You want to know what Hanukkah is? Mm-hmm. Let's say this cell phone has 10% battery left. It lasts for 8 days without me having to charge it. It's a miracle. That's Hanukkah.
So Hanukkah's about a cell phone.
Fancy suit guy joins them in the elevator.
Hello.
Chris gives him a look. Rebecca and fancy suit guy glance at each other.
Yeah.
Gestures to her.
Are we not going to get off the elevator?
Yeah, we're getting off.
They get off the elevator.
What was that? Do you like him?
Fancy suit guy?
Is that his name? That's a weird name.
It's a nickname, okay? It's a nickname we gave him. I don't even know him. Look, we only have 7 days to plan this party, so tick tock.
7 days is an eternity.
Only if you're waiting for test results. Get shopping.
That was funny.
We move over a snowy town from above. Rebecca flips latkes.
Come on, Rebecca. Oh, no, I'm not ready.
She leaves the latkes in the pan. Chris stands at the door.
Happy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry to stop by. I left my cell phone at the office, and I was in the neighborhood, and I have a few questions about your list.
How do you even know where I live?
Do you remember when you had the flu and I brought you the Holmby blueprints because I'm such a good coworker? You don't remember that. Anyway, your list, it reads wreath one. You can't possibly have meant that.
Why? How many wreaths do we need?
It's Christmas, Rebecca. You can never have enough wreaths, especially in the house the size of Jane's.
Oh, no. No.
The lock has burned. Chris follows her inside.
Oh, these were my sisters. They'd be perfect. These? Garbage. You are distracting me, and I don't have time for this. Okay, you said you had questions about the list?
Yeah. Those are going to burn.
No, they're not. These are fine. They're barely cooked.
All right, if you say so, but in my professional opinion, your flame is too high.
The list?
Yeah. Okay, so do you know how many different sizes and shapes of garland there are?
No, I don't. Eight?
Wow, man, it surprises me that you know really nothing about Christmas. It's kind of amazing, actually. All right, these are definitely getting brown.
Golden brown or burnt brown?
They're golden-ish, but fast approaching burnt. Yeah, no, she's sizzling. They're definitely headed for the trash. Want to call your sister?
Can you make yourself useful and flip them? And then put them on the paper towel to soak up the oil when they're done?
Yes. There we go.
He flips the latkes.
Look who's suddenly proficient at taking instructions from me. This is good practice for you.
Well, I hate to remind you that we're both contenders for the promotion, but I'll continue to do so since you seem to take so much joy in forgetting. You know what? Step aside, Rebecca. I've been cooking my whole life, and I've got frying to do.
Since, you know, you can't seem to do it on your own.
Rebecca gives him a look. He grins. She walks out of the room with a plate of latkes.
So the oil and the lamp burned for 8 days?
Yeah. Yeah, as the Jews were rebuilding their temple.
Well, this, you have enough oil to last a month. You don't skimp.
Honor the oil, so to speak. Nobody loses weight during Hanukkah. And I haven't even explained the gelt.
Now that I understand. I had an ex-girlfriend who turned gelt into an art form.
Gelt? It's chocolate.
Well, it's even better. It's my kind of holiday.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, all right.
My sister is here now, so you can go now.
Well, don't I get a doggy bag at least?
I'm so sorry. I'm late.
It's okay.
I'm here. Put me to work.
Okay.
What is that in your kitchen? Is that a fancy suit guy?
What? Does he look like a fancy suit guy?
I don't know. He's got an apron on.
No, that's Chris from work.
The cubicle man?
Yeah,
I thought he was awful.
Yes,
he's doing cooking in your kitchen, and why did you never mention he was so cute?
Long story. No, cute? No, that is not the word I would use to describe him.
Hi! Hi!
I'm so sorry, we're late. Oh, we just got here ourselves.
Smells incredible.
Yeah.
Who is that handsome man cooking in your kitchen?
Long story, but it's Chris from work. That is the extent of my knowledge.
Okay.
Awful Chris?
I didn't know you were bringing a date.
I like it, though.
No.
It's been a while since Evan. And just because your sister got married before, there's no reason for you to just,
it's
like...
it's not a date, okay? It's not a date. It's just we had an important work thing to discuss, and the smoke alarm went off. But he's leaving. That's the story.
Leaving?
Yes. What do you mean he's leaving?
He can't leave without feeding.
No. He's working. He's cooking away.
Hi.
Ruth
Hoffman.
Oh, hi.
How are you? Hi. Chris. Nice to meet you.
Marty Hoffman.
Hi, Marty.
What's your name?
Chris. It's nice.
You guys, we don't want to.
I would love to.
Don't go anywhere.
Plenty of time.
Did you get the
salad? You are not staying.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay. Absolutely. I'm not missing this. This is amazing. I slaved away all day. Come up cooking. I am staying.
Look, I like to maintain a sense of professionalism at work.
Yeah.
So whatever you learn here, whatever you find out about me, it stays here, okay?
This is interesting. You sound like the words of somebody who has a secret or an embarrassing past. Which is it? I'm intrigued by this disclaimer.
No, it's not like that. All right? We all put on two suits in the morning. The actual clothing and the proverbial one. I would like my proverbial suit to be that of a consummate professional.
All right.
Okay?
Suit yourself. Your secret's safe with me. Who's hungry? I've got latkes.
Okay, so...
I'm very impressed.
Don't be a hater.
Chris, you should join us tomorrow night at Sarah and Kent's.
For sure.
Yes, I just finished the costumes today, so we're all good for tomorrow night.
I think Chris probably already has plans.
Right.
Yeah, I have there's a game.
Islanders? I'm recording it. We'll all watch together after the dreidel tournament.
You spend the next 7 nights with us, we're gonna show you how the Hoppins do Hanukkah right.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
He grins at Rebecca. He wears a yarmulke. Kids make gingerbread houses and play basketball.
Oh, get it, Kirby! Get it! Put it up! Now here's the deal. Bowie's gonna try to be sneaky, but he's not. He's gonna drive past me and try to dunk it.
He's not wrong.
But we're not gonna let him because I got my defenders around me. Don't let him in!
And here comes LeBron James to steal.
Oh, man, that is how you do that! Oh, guys, good game. It's over. I gotta go to work.
What? What do you mean?
Oh.
Chris picks up his phone.
But it's Christmas break. What about the gingerbread houses?
All right, I can make one. Go set it up, Kirby.
Kirby dashes off. Bowie sits next to Chris.
Working through the holidays?
Yeah, big project thing.
You sound really excited.
They drink water.
Well, we do what we gotta do to get ahead, right?
Bowie shakes his head.
No, not if you're not happy.
Who says I'm not happy?
Your face.
My face is a liar. Look, I like my job. It's a good job. And if everything goes like I'm hoping, I'll be able to build more places like this, and what could be better than that? All right, my friend.
Hey, don't eat the merchandise.
Chris eats a piece of candy. Kirby throws up his hands. Chris drives up to the house.
Hey, hi. Sorry, I'm late. You're not the only one with other things to do. You know, I got some priorities.
Basketball?
Well, they're predictable priorities, but I said I'd be here at 10.
It's 10:19.
Something else came up. I see you finished the shopping.
Most of it, since someone is so easily distracted.
Your family invited me to stay last night. I wasn't going to be rude.
Wait. Is Jane home?
No, she's away. She's on a business trip. She's in San Francisco.
How do you know that?
Because she called me.
Jane called you, personally?
She likes me. Hey, I keep telling you, you could learn a thing or two from me.
Wait, what did she say exactly? Chris, what did she say?
Amy and Rebecca unload Christmas decorations.
Thanks for helping out here. Well, I have a lot invested in you getting that promotion. My reasons are very selfish. Okay. Why don't we start by hanging these lights while Chris and one of the interns goes to get the trees?
No.
What?
You need to go with him. You can't give him the opportunity to take sole credit for anything, Rebecca. This is war.
I mean, that might be a little dramatic. But you're not wrong. I was just looking forward to a break from him.
Well, take a break in 7 days. After the job is yours. Mm.
If she makes a decision, then.
All right, we're gonna go get some trees. We'll be back in an hour or so.
Hold up, Chris. I'm coming with you.
What?
We should both be involved in picking the trees, especially the main one.
It's just a tree. I think I got it.
It's the centerpiece of the room. It should be a committee decision.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can stay here and help Amy do whatever Amy's doing, and Rebecca's gonna come with me. Lucky me.
Amy smiles. Rebecca and Chris leave the house.
So we have to power through if we're gonna finish early enough for the Hoffman family dreidel off.
You're not really coming.
Oh, are you kidding me? I wouldn't miss this for the world. The way your family stocked it up? In fact, I've already canceled on a very important thing for this Hanukkah celebration.
Girlfriend?
Oh, why do you ask? You jealous?
Are you kidding? Jealous?
No.
They get in the car. Chris grins.
Let's just say it's a very important person in my life.
Now look who's being all secretive. Maybe you shouldn't cancel your plans. Wouldn't want to upset her.
Well, no, that's not gonna work. I'm coming.
It gets pretty intense in my family. Think you can handle it?
Watching you attempt to hold on to your title, oh, I can handle it. Yeah, see, I know all about it. Your dad told me that you've won year after year.
Yeah, I don't lose. In life or in work.
Same.
They put on seat belts. We move over a snowy tree farm from above.
My family always preferred to get our tree from a tree farm.
I've never picked out a Christmas tree before. I mean, I've helped friends decorate, but where do you even start? They all look the same.
Hold on a minute. Are you saying that this is a task that you're not fully equipped for?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Huh?
Okay, yes, it is. Okay, just how about you take the lead, but we both decide?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Ask me.
Ask you what?
Well, for my help. It'll be a first, and I want to hear you say it.
Chris?
Yes, Rebecca?
Could you please kindly explain to me how one would pick out the perfect Christmas tree?
I would love nothing more. How did that feel for you? Because I really liked it.
Rebecca gives him a look and walks away.
So, you got your fir, your pine, your spruce, cypress, but really, it's just a matter of what catches your eye. What we're after is a commanding tree, I would think, for the entryway, because it's going to be the first thing that the guests see.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know so much about Christmas trees?
I used to work on a Christmas tree lot when I was a teenager, carrying them, loading them into cars. And...
So how does one make the leap from Christmas tree connoisseur to property development?
You really want to know?
Sure, yeah, why?
Well, I mean, we've been working together in the same cubicle for a year, and this is actually the first time you've ever asked me about myself.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
In college, I was studying to be an architect, and then I changed routes to business manager because I'm a pretty active guy, and being on a job site was a lot more appealing than being stuck behind a desk all day. You know, I bounced around from firm to firm, smaller firms, and then landed here 8 years ago, and been here ever since.
So, I guess when you find your thing, your place, you stay put?
I don't know if this is my place. It's a good job, pays well.
You don't love it?
I like it.
So, why would you even want this promotion? I mean, the job comes with a lot of pressure.
Building youth centers for the Jensen Foundation? I haven't been this excited about a project in a long time. Why do you want it so badly?
I love watching an open space become a building. You put all the pieces in place, and then suddenly it's a home. for people to live in, or a store that's someone's livelihood, making something out of nothing.
Chris nods.
So, despite all my efforts, I still can't seem to make the leap to the next level.
Well, that might change with this party. I think we just found our Christmas tree.
He takes Rebecca's hand and twirls her around.
May I present to you Douglas Fir?
You named it?
Seriously? You don't know anything about Christmas trees?
She shrugs.
I've got so much to teach you.
Back at the house.
So, I'm thinking we make this a true white Christmas party where everyone wears white. I can compose an email informing our guests. And, oh, I found the most amazing string trio online. They play every Christmas song, and they'll wear white, too. I'll send you the link. What?
Chris frowns.
Sounds uppity.
It's not uppity. It's elegant.
I guess I'm just more of a jeans and sneakers kind of guy.
Well, it's not about you. And it's not about me. It's about making an impression.
Yeah, but you got to make the right impression.
It is the right impression. I know what I'm doing. But you were right about this tree.
I was what? I was what?
I'm not saying anything. You were right. There are no droopy ornaments here. So well done.
I see what you're doing here. Oh. Are you serious?
What's wrong?
Your symmetry's all off.
My symmetry is just fine.
Nah, look, there's a hole, that giant hole. Hey, look at this, you gotta step back a little bit. You gotta take a look at the whole tree, not just your part. It's called being a team.
Excuse me, I know how to be a team.
She hangs an ornament on the tree.
But I do have to leave in a little bit because I promised my sister I'd help her set up for tonight.
All right, so I'll see you there.
Well, unless you decided not to come.
No such luck.
Chris smiles. Rebecca steps back and looks at the tree. Rebecca's family stands around a table.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thanks for having me. By night 8, I will be off book.
All right. Let's eat. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, so before the game begins, has everyone chosen their charity?
Oh, hang on a second. I feel woefully unprepared. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, clearly our daughter has not properly prepped you for a Hoffman Hanukkah.
Rebecca. It's only our biggest tradition. Okay. I'm sorry. It was a busy day. We only do gifts on the first night. We pick one night to volunteer, and we donate the other 6.
Yeah, some of our best memories over the years have been while volunteering, so now we're keeping the tradition going with our kids.
Christmas with my family, Hanukkah with Sarah's. Kids are getting traditions all over the map. I love it.
Okay, so, charities.
Hmm? Yeah, I'm going to do Toys for Tots. My office is having a drive.
Nice.
I'm thinking American Humane again.
Alzheimer's research.
What about the Dorothy Jensen Foundation Youth Center in Campbell Park?
Not familiar with it.
Well, they have a mentorship program for kids who are looking for positive role models, and they need a few extra hands around the holiday season. So.
You know, you're not the only one who's done his research to get this account.
I didn't say I was.
I think that one night this week, the Hoffman family volunteers at the Youth Center at Campbell Park.
That sounds like a great idea. Thank you for the suggestion, Chris.
It just can't be the same night as Louie's show. I know you're really busy with this party, but you're coming, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to miss my little buddy's performance. It's so exciting. Okay. All right. Currency. Think of it as Vegas chips, only more valuable because you can eat it after.
Yes. I was promised chocolate.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready for this. The question is, guys, are you ready to see your sister's streak end?
He spins the dreidel.
Oh!
Oh. I guess so. I can't believe you won.
You'll get over it. I can't believe how much I really like your family. I do.
Yeah.
I've always wished to have a big, loud family with crazy traditions.
Our traditions aren't crazy. They're unique.
You know what I meant? They're great. They're great. When I have a family, I think they're going to be a little on the crazy side.
I don't doubt that for a second. But I mean, you must have had some traditions growing up, right?
Yeah, my dad was around, we did. You know, he died when I was 9.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, my mom and I, you know, we celebrate, but it's the traditions are just simpler. We do cook together a lot, though.
That's how you managed to make a mean latke.
They were better than your sisters, weren't they?
Oh, I have to admit, I really enjoyed how much better they were than hers. Yes.
Yes. You're a different person around your family.
Rebecca shrugs.
At work, perception is reality. Want to be the boss someday? You need to be like the boss now.
Or some people say, just be yourself.
I am myself, just a tamer version.
Yeah, well, for the record, I like this Rebecca a lot better than I like office Rebecca.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay.
And? Well, I mean, you know, you can return a compliment.
Oh.
I'm fun.
Okay. You are not as insufferable as I thought.
That is a start.
Yes, it is.
Hang on a second. My phone's ringing.
Oh.
It's Jane.
Oh.
Hi, Jane. You're on speaker. I'm here with Rebecca.
Hi, Jane.
I'm confused.
The decorations are beautiful, yes, but...
What does it say about us? I want Mel
to walk in here and say, these are my people.
Yes, 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 of course. That is just phase one.
Right, Jane. Phase one of many.
Yes, wait until you see phase two. It'll overwhelm you. But not in like a, oh no, I'm so overwhelmed. Like a... Amazing, overwhelming.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm counting on you. Told Mel to expect a lot from us.
Don't make me a liar.
Never.
100%.
Good night. White, all white.
Okay, it was bad. Hey, so I need to go over these condo plans with the architect. The client had a few changes. Then I'm heading to Jane's house. She isn't very happy with the theme.
What's wrong with that?
It appears to be having an identity crisis. It doesn't properly represent who we are at Bennett and Swanson. Now she tells us this after we've already spent our entire decorating budget.
Maybe we can find some new way to make it pop.
Yeah, Chris and I are going to have to.
How's that going?
It's fine. Except he did take great pride in breaking my winning streak.
Your dreidel streak?
Yes. But don't worry, I will get it back somehow.
You know what? Let him have it. You have bigger victories to seize from him. And the whole team has your back.
Really? Well, then I owe you a latte.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Did you say latte? Because I'm heading down there. I could pick one up for you.
Oh, helping out the competition?
No, please. I need you caffeinated. We have so much work we've got to do.
I know. But I'm going to come with you because we are getting coffees for the whole team because we need them caffeinated, too. Just give me 5 minutes.
Yes, okay. 5 minutes. All the time you need, girl.
I'll be quick. I just have to call the architect again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many coffees do we
have
again?
Mm-hmm.
Four, five, I think. Oh, wait. Hold on.
What? Fancy suit guy?
Yeah.
Why don't you find out what his real name is?
Because you don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
Yeah. People do. You know what? We don't have time to do all
this. No.
Oh,
my God. I'm so sorry. I clearly haven't had my coffee yet.
Don't worry about it. You're my elevator mate.
Rebecca.
Spencer. It's nice to officially meet you.
Yes, it is. It's nice. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to meet you, too.
Rebecca and Spencer smile at each other.
My name's Chris. Rebecca and I work together. You work on the 5th floor, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm a real estate attorney at Delbrook Law.
Rebecca nods and smiles.
We're Bennett and Swanson. Yeah. We're a couple floors above you.
Right. Jane Bennett is a client of ours, actually. In fact, it took my boss almost 4 years of courting her after we moved into the building to get her business.
Yeah, she's a tough one to win.
Yeah, she is, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure. My turn to order. I'm going to do that.
Chris walks up to the counter.
So are you going to Jane's annual Christmas party? I hear it's quite the event. I just joined her team, so it's my first time snagging an invite.
Mine too. I've only been with the company since January. And actually, we're planning it, he and I. Not that I need his help, but just we were assigned the task together by Jane, so, you know.
Well, no, it's impressive. I'm looking forward to it even more now.
They smile at each other. Rebecca widens her eyes at Chris. Chris gives her a nod and smiles.
Catch you on the elevator.
For sure.
Spencer walks away. Rebecca smiles after him. Chris walks up to her. She turns around and smiles at Chris.
Yeah?
She shrugs. Back at the house, Rebecca sits behind a laptop.
Who are you, Dorothy Jensen Foundation? What do you stand for?
You know, you're not going to find anything about them that we don't already know. He's a philanthropist. He's a giver. He loved his mother.
How does that translate to a party?
Well, don't focus on him. Focus on us.
Us?
Bennett and Swanson.
Right, yeah. No, I knew what you meant. But we have to hurry. I've got my nephew's show tonight.
Oh, you know what? I got something, too. I haven't been very present outside of work this week, and I'm catching some flack for it. So you will be happy to know that I will not be able to make it to your nephew's holiday show.
Well, a break from you for the night doesn't sound terrible. And I'd rather not be here when Jane gets home either. I can't seem to say the right thing around her.
You know, I have a theory about that.
Rebecca turns around.
Do you now?
Uh-huh.
And I imagine you're going to share this theory, whether I want to hear it or not?
You imagine correctly. So hanging out with you and your family this week, I got some insight into you.
And here I thought you didn't know who I am.
I think I do know.
Okay. Well, then, please. Chris, tell me who I am. This is information I need.
Okay. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. When you want something, you really want something, you clam up. And I think it's because you're pretending to be something that you're not. Like at work with Jane or with Fancy Suit Guy, maybe even this party.
Okay. There's this vision I always had for my life. Sarah's achieved it all, and I'm just here.
What's the vision?
I guess I always just thought that someday I'm going to live this extraordinary life. And I almost achieved it at my last company, and then they went under.
She picks up an ornament.
And I'm so ready for my turn that when the stakes get high, I think I just, you know, I lose myself a little bit.
You say that perception is reality. If people could see the person that you are when you're around your family.
Well, it's easy around them. Your family loves you, flaws and all.
Yeah, Rebecca, these flaws are in your head. I'm sorry, your sister, she's not that perfect.
Hey, you can't say bad things about my sister. Only I can say bad things about my sister.
That's not what I mean. Your sister's great, but so are you. When you're comfortable, and if you could bring that energy, that element into other aspects of your life, gangbusters.
Okay, I'll just bring my family to work with me every day.
Can you imagine?
Rebecca stops.
That's what we're missing here.
Well, I'm not following.
Family, we need to bring that into the party.
Okay, I'm still totally lost.
Which means we need to rethink everything we've already done here.
We're getting rid of the white because that I can get behind.
Yes, high class and elegant is not the reality of the Jensen Foundation, but this is. We need to run it by Jane.
All right. Still totally confused, but I'm in.
Come on.
Children perform at the elementary school.
And to all the boys and girls of the world, always remember to be nice. You want to get on the right list, don't you?
He gets that from me.
The audience stands. The children on stage smile and wave.
I wonder what they're going to do with this set now that the show's over.
Break it down, sell it for parts. I don't know.
Then you shall have it.
Rebecca nods. Back at the office, Rebecca shuffles papers in a conference room.
Hey, so Hi. Jane is here. Okay. She's putting her stuff in her office. You ready?
Yes, all right. Okay, so when we present, I think you should take the lead. Yes, we need to be strong and convincing, and I just don't think she sees me that way. But we also need to show a united front so that she gives us more money. United.
Are you front. You worried that I'm going to throw you under the bus? Because I was considering that, and I changed my mind.
As did I.
Yeah. This looks good.
Good morning. Client for the Fletcher Avenue condos left me a message. Do you know what it's about before I call them back?
The designs have been approved.
No more changes?
No. We're all signed off, and we're moving into the planning stage. I did tell them about Vanessa, but I also told them that Rebecca and I will be taking point.
As long as everybody's happy?
Yes, I think they are.
Good. You have me for 10 minutes until the direct reports meeting.
Okay, great. I think Chris is going to...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to let Rebecca tell you her idea. And because it is all her idea, I wish I could take partial credit for it, but I can't. She'll notice you now.
Okay. Good. Yes. Okay.
She folds her hands.
So one thing we know is that the Dorothy Jensen Foundation is a family-run entity. Every officer of that organization is a Jensen.
True enough?
So right now it's Hanukkah, and one thing that's clear, spending this week with my family, that's what makes the holiday so special, no matter how you celebrate. Family. We are our best selves when we're with them. So the perfect way to show Mel Jensen what we stand for at Bennett and Swanson is to throw a traditional family Christmas party. Like a holiday storybook come to life. It'll still be a gala. It's just one that the whole family can enjoy together. Let's show the Jensen Foundation that we value the same things they do. Because it's the truth.
Chris smiles at her. Jane glances at the papers.
It's a lot of money.
She gets up and walks towards the door. She turns around.
Better be good.
Rebecca smiles.
What? Was that a yes?
That's a yes. That was a yes. Because you were awesome.
Cars and taxis drive past lighted trees. Rebecca struts through the lobby of the office. She gets in the elevator. She meets Spencer.
Hello again.
You know, we really ought to stop these accidental elevator meetings in favor of an intentional one, I mean.
You think so?
Yeah, could I steal you away for 10 minutes for a coffee before you go wherever it is you're going?
Well, actually, I was just heading to get a coffee myself.
Well, my timing is impeccable. Good for me.
Well, sort of. I have only about 6 minutes before my colleague meets me down there. We just have so much to do for Jane's party and very little time.
Well, I'm a lawyer. I can talk fast.
Well, then, yeah, let's do it.
She smiles. They sit in a cafe.
So after Tulane, I went to UC Berkeley for law school. Which means in my life, I've actually lived in 6 different states.
I've only ever lived here. I mean, it's nice, though. I have my family nearby, and I get to watch my niece and nephew grow up.
I hate to say it, I don't think I've seen my nephew in person since his baptism. Mm. Now, they're up in Albany, and we're also busy these days.
How old is he?
8.
Whoa, that's a long time. I couldn't imagine not seeing my family for 7 years.
So what about you? You know, tell me your story. I've been doing all the talking here. Sort of an occupational hazard.
Well, I'm...
Chris appears.
Actually, out of time. Just one second.
How about a rain check, then? What about maybe you give me your number and we can set up something a little more definitive?
Sure. I'd like that.
He hands her his phone.
All right. Here you go. See you soon.
Count on it.
She picks up her coat and cup of coffee and leaves with Chris. They arrive back at the house.
All right, well, let me ask you this. On a scale of one to perfect, where would you rank him?
It was hard to tell in just a few minutes, but he seems nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't really talk to him long either, but I guess, I don't know, I'd give him a two.
What?
I'm just kidding, like a solid eight with option for upgrade. Cool.
Yeah, to be continued.
Chris opens the door. Rebecca walks inside. A woman arranges decorations.
Can you take down all the trees in the living room? We're going to set up the tables in there. Okay. Amy, are you all good in here?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, okay. All right, I am going to go clear some space in that room for Santa's Village.
You're building Santa's Village? You really are making changes.
No, we're borrowing the set from my nephew's holiday performance. It's adorable.
This is so perfect, Rebecca. Emotion is in the bag.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It might go to Chris. He's not who I thought he was.
Just one sec.
Hey, so I'm going to cancel on my family tonight. They can volunteer without us.
No.
There's too much to do here.
No, you have to go. This is your family's tradition. All right, in all honesty, I hired a holiday decorating service.
Really?
Yeah, don't be mad. Executive decision. We're not gonna get this done without somebody's help.
No, that's a really good idea. I didn't know that was a thing. I guess Hanukkah decorations are a little less elaborate.
Yeah, well, I'm sure these people could go to town on Hanukkah.
Yeah, maybe next year. listen, Chris, come on. You have to come tonight. This whole thing was your idea.
Yeah, no, I'll make it if I can. I will try, but you have to go. This is your family's tradition.
Thanks. Ah! Santa's Village has arrived. Isn't it completely perfect? So good. Okay, you guys, if you can just bring it back here to the family room, and then if you could please show us how to put it all back together again.
People carry a reindeer in the roof of Santa's workshop inside. Rebecca arranges decorations. She looks at her phone.
Hey, it's getting late. Do you need to get going?
Yes. Thank you for covering.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it looks much better in here, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, the kids are gonna love it. You know, it's funny, this reminds me of when I was younger. It was the three of us. It means something. One thing's for sure, one of us is gonna get that promotion.
I think so too. See you later.
I will try.
Rebecca arrives at the youth center.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Ellie.
We're just waiting on Daphne, the director, to give us our marching orders.
So sorry for the delay. Hi, I'm Daphne. You must be the Hoffman.
Yes, I'm Ruth. Oh. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, Daphne.
Oh. Hi.
We're so happy to have all of you here with us. Come on, follow me.
Come on, kids.
Kids ice skate inside. Rebecca serves hot chocolate.
Sky's the limit. Go to town. But be careful, it's hot, okay?
Rebecca waves as Chris walks through the ice rink.
Chris! Hey, you're late.
I'm late. Hey, I'm here, right? Better late than never.
Fine, you're forgiven.
They do a special handshake.
Come here. I want you to meet somebody.
Chris picks up Kirby.
What's the deal, Chris?
Oh, well, you know how invested I am in the Hoffman family traditions.
Not what I meant.
Oh, you mean this guy?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm a mentor. I didn't tell you that.
Do you mind putting me down?
It's funny. Yeah, I thought I did.
He puts Kirby down.
Kirby, I would like you to meet Rebecca. Rebecca, this is Kirby.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Do you want a hot chocolate?
Yes, please.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
The family serves pizza and drinks to the kids. Kids ice skate.
Bye. So, you're 11. That makes you a fifth grader?
Yep. Yeah. And Chris is helping me with my science project. We're growing bacteria in petri dishes. It's neat.
That sounds kind of gross.
But cool.
It's kind of cool and gross.
Ho, 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 ho! I just flew in from the North Pole.
Dude, it's Santa Claus.
I believe there's a gift in this sack for each and every one of you, sir. Come on, everybody gather around.
Hey, Kirby, don't let this guy put you to work. Go get in line.
Yes.
Get out of here, kid.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, shall we?
Oh, no, I have a job to do here.
Huh? No, go. It's all right. Your mom doesn't need me at the pizza station. I came over to see if you needed me. Yeah, see?
Okay. I haven't skated in a while, so I might be shaky.
Yeah?
No, lucky for you, I am not shaky. It's like I tell the kids that I coach. Lean on your teammates. Come on. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Marty.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Ice skating.
Oh. Sorry.
You all right?
Yeah.
They hold hands as they skate.
So, how long have you been a mentor?
Kirby is my second.
Kirby holds up his present.
My first moved to Ohio with his grandparents, but we're still in contact all the time.
I had no idea you had this secret life.
I don't advertise it. I mean, it's for me, Kirby.
Yeah, fair enough. And what made you want to start?
When I was a kid, my mom, she worked all the time. You know, I'm a single parent. She was around, but she had to make ends meet. So a place like this gave me a place where I felt like I belonged. My mentor, still a part of my life, is going to stand up for me at my wedding someday.
Everyone, can I have your attention, please? Thank you. A very special guest has dropped in for our event. Our generous benefactor, Mr. Mel Jensen of the Dorothy Jensen Foundation. Let's have a big hand.
Thank you, Gavin. Ah, thank you. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. What a beautiful occasion this is. Haven't they done a fantastic job? A big hand for everyone. Now, my mother raised me alone, and she cleaned houses to make ends meet. She always felt it was very important that I have a strong role model in my life. So after she became self-made when she invented the super mop, well, she realized that she'd caught lightning in a bottle. And because of that, she felt a great responsibility to give back. And that is exactly what this foundation is going to do in every park in this city in her name.
Wow.
And I know looking out at you all here tonight, she would just be so proud. Thank you.
Chris points at him.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
No, wait, I'm gonna go too. I'm not gonna let you outshine me.
Are you sure you're not gonna clam up? Isn't that the thing that you do?
Oh, no, you awoke a sleeping giant in the conference room the other day. This lady, she's about to show you how it's done.
I knew I should have presented to Jane myself. Why am I such a nice guy?
Wait for me.
Come on.
Okay, thanks.
They approach Mr. Jensen.
Mr. Jensen. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rebecca Hoffman, and this is Chris Coulter from Bennett & Swanson.
Hi.
Ah. Did Jane Bennett send you?
Actually, no. No, I'm here with my entire family. We're all here volunteering. Oh. It's a Hanukkah tradition we have in our family.
Terrific. It's important to give back, especially during the holidays. We may celebrate differently, but we're all in this together, right?
Yes.
And I'm one of your mentors.
Well, how did you hear about our program?
Well, we actually have very similar stories, you and I. Being the only child, single mother, finding kindness and guidance in a big brother type figure.
Oh, very similar indeed.
And I actually have a few suggestions for the centers that you're building. For example, if you put adjustable hoops in the basketball courts for the littles, I think it would go a long way. You know, I coach.
I'll look into that.
And I have also noticed that half of your tennis courts are never ever used. So if you were to take out a few of those and put in a rink for roller hockey, I know there's more than enough interest for a league. Very little upkeep.
I'll have to look into that as well.
What you're doing means so much, and it would be our honor at Bennett & Swanson to help execute your plans to build more facilities.
You're already in the running. You don't need to sell me so hard.
Chris and Rebecca look down.
I'll see you two at Jane's party?
Yes, yes, for certain.
Rebecca shakes her head.
We're certain? Is that even the same?
No.
I totally oversold.
You? I just told the man that his late mother's passion project needs improvement.
No, you gave a suggestion. Every good leader is open to suggestions.
I don't know how open he was.
I know. All right. We just keep doing what we're doing, and we let the party speak for itself.
Then maybe we should keep our mouth shut from now on.
Yeah, that too.
It snows over the skyscrapers of New York City. Night turns to day. Rebecca arrives at the house, carrying a plastic tub. Chris sits on the floor and works on a gnome.
Look who's the early bird today.
Yeah, well, throw a couple points up on the board for me.
Nope. I went by the office earlier to submit the strip mall schedule, which I finished last night, because this party is not the only thing on my list.
Well, then I stand corrected and award yourself 9 points.
Thank you very much. Oh, here, this was on your desk.
She hands him an envelope.
It's from my mom. This is how we do Christmas. It's pretty different from your family celebrations. My mom's a nurse, and she works every Christmas, so. This little guy is fixed. So, in a couple of days, we'll go back to only having one job.
And sleeping. I miss that, too.
Yeah? Well, you know, whoever gets this promotion, the stress level, it rises exponentially.
Hmm? It's a stress I would welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would I.
I cannot find a single bakery willing to make 300 cookies on such short notice.
Cross one thing off, 3 more pop up. That's all right. I'll handle it, Amy. Thanks.
Jane walks in.
What have you done?
Oh, no.
What? I just got a phone call from Mel Jensen.
Okay.
Oh, we're so sorry.
That was just a...
Why are you apologizing? He said he met you. You're spectacular. And he's really looking forward to this party.
We volunteered to help out at the youth center, both of us.
Yeah.
Above and beyond. That's how you land an account. I may not have to wait till after the start of the year to fill that VP position after all.
Well, thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
And that is how you land an account.
Night in New York City.
Starving. Do you want to go get some dinner?
Are you kidding? You may have time to eat, but I am no slacker, and I have to go home and bake 300 cookies for the cookie decorating.
Well, hold on a second. That's what you meant when you said you'd handle it?
Yeah, what did you think I meant?
You had some secret bakery stash in your back pocket, and you were going to call them with an emergency order.
Think about how plausible that sounds for just a second.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, hold on. No, I'm going to help you because you cannot bake 300 cookies by yourself.
You can if you don't sleep, which seems to be my MO lately.
Mine too? So I'm in. I'm going to help you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we're in this together, right?
Right. Yeah, let's go.
All right.
They make cookies in Rebecca's kitchen.
So, Mr. Nice Suit.
I believe his given name is Fancy Suit Guy.
Right.
Also goes by Spencer.
My mistake. So, has Spencer, did he ask you to be his date to the party?
What? We're bringing dates to the party? I mean, my family's coming. It's a family event, but I didn't know that...
I'm bringing somebody.
Rebecca's mouth hangs open.
All right. Ready for the next batch?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
What?
Are you serious? You used a dinosaur cookie cutter for Christmas cookies?
You can decorate a dinosaur cookie. You know, they're still delicious.
No, you not for... No. Reindeer, snowmen, snowflakes.
Kids love dinosaurs. Everybody loves dinosaurs.
Not at Christmas time.
Why not?
You're right. I forgot the story about Santa Claus and his flying velociraptors.
Okay. Cancel the party. I just ruined Christmas.
She drops the cookie cutter and smiles. Back at the office. Rebecca walks into the cafe.
Hi.
Oh. Hey.
In the interest of saving time, I ordered you a latte. If we only have 6 minutes.
Well, actually, today I have about 15.
Hey, that's like an eternity for us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, holidays coming up. You stay in town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm one of the few in the office Christmas week since my family is here. What about you?
Well, you know, you want to make partner at my firm by the time you're 40, you got to sacrifice a few holidays.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you do on Christmas?
Work, usually. Sometimes I'll go to a friend's or, you know, maybe take out Chinese food.
That's what we do. My family, yeah.
Thank goodness they're open, right?
Rebecca nods.
Is it ever hard for you being away from them?
You know, on my list of priorities, holidays are kind of low. Maybe they'll bump up once I make partner.
I don't know. I find that in the madness of my life, it's the traditions and the time spent with them that grounds me. I need it.
Yeah, I have those moments with my parents. But it's been a while.
Rebecca nods. Rebecca, Kirby, Chris, and Amy sit around a table.
Show me again.
Up.
Yeah.
Tap. Tap.
Fist.
Chest.
Shh.
Kirby, Rebecca, I think it's almost time to light the menorah.
Well, look at that. You're the one reminding me to light the candles.
Is it okay if I light the match?
Yeah, of course.
He hands the lighted match to Rebecca. She lights the candles.
Thanks, Kirby.
Back at the office. Rebecca exits the elevator.
Morning, Jane.
Rebecca, what are you doing here?
I work here.
I thought you'd be at the house finishing up while Chris was having his meeting with Mel Jensen at the youth center.
Chris is meeting with Mel Jensen?
Yeah, Mel had some ideas he wanted to discuss about his youth centers. I take it as a good sign.
Yeah, yes, it's great. It's great. Chris didn't tell me.
It just came up.
She bumps into Spencer.
Hello.
Hey, sorry. I didn't mean to sneak up on you. We just had a meeting with Jane.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Hi.
Hi. Look, I got to get back to the office, but I wanted to ask you. I know you're going to be busy working at the party, but... maybe you could save a dance for me.
Sure.
Great.
Spencer walks away. Rebecca frowns. The youth center.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you gotta play D, Kirk. What am I always telling you?
Keep your eyes on the man in the ball.
Right. You gotta try to stay one step ahead. We're gonna work on it. Practice this week.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Making ornaments for the party?
We sure are. We're putting our pictures on for our parents. And look at, I made this one for you.
He holds up an ornament with a drawing of himself on it.
What are you doing here?
That was my question for you.
You heard about the meeting.
I did. And I thought we were on a level playing field. A team.
We are. But Jane, she's called me early this morning, though, wanted to talk about my ideas for her centers, and I was coming here to play basketball anyway, so...
And
that's it. I told him again what I thought he needed. Hey, I'm not hiding anything from you.
Weren't you?
I was going to tell you as soon as I saw you. Rebecca, look, it's still anybody's promotion. You believe me, right? Are you sure you're sure? Because, you know, we got goodie bags we gotta go fill, and...
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, Bowie.
Go. I got this.
Kirby waves.
See ya.
Bye.
See you, Kirby.
Rebecca and Chris sit at a table and fill goodie bags.
One more day.
You know, we need to take a day off.
I never take a day off.
Yeah, I know. But you need to. And I promised Kirby and the rest of the team that I'd teach a basketball clinic the week of school they're off at winter break, so I'm taking a week off, promotion or not.
You seem really happy when you're with those kids.
I am. I wish that my landlord would accept happiness as a payment for my rent, but he does not. And plus, I work hard, you know? I'm good at my job, I paid my dues. It'd be nice to see the fruits of my labor.
Always moving forward.
Yeah. It's a good way to live.
What if you're moving forward into the wrong thing?
Ooh. Are you trying to scare the competition out of the running?
Rebecca shakes her head.
Not at all. No, I think you'd make a great VP. I mean, you pushed me out of my comfort zone, Jane. That's what a leader does.
It's easier, Rebecca. I just brought to light what I already saw.
She smiles.
Look. I'm sorry if I came in with a bit of a chip on my shoulder.
And I'm sorry if I was a little too in your face from the get-go.
With your feet. They were on my desk every day.
Yeah, but I knew I'd win you over eventually. Just in time for you to report to me.
Or you to report to me.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Rebecca. This week.
She looks away.
Yes, I know. This week you have found me insufferable.
Max?
I know.
We brought dinner from Ningwa's.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy Hanukkah. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, it didn't feel like Hanukkah without you, so we decided to bring it to you.
Aw, sis, thank you.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, kiddo? Nice to see you.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Hey. What's up, Chris?
How are you? Hi.
Great.
You like chow mein?
Yes.
Yeah?
My favorite stuff.
Let's do this. All right. Let's get this party
you're
started.
Hungry.
I'm hungry. What do we got? Hey, kiddo. How are you?
They unpack food.
You like him.
What? No. Chris. Cubicle Chris. We work together. And we're up for the same promotion. There's no way.
Look, success is great, but it's so much better when you have someone to share the ups and downs with. Don't forget about that part of your life.
Yeah, I know. And maybe after this party is done, I'll make some time for my love life, but I've worked too hard to let anything or anyone get in the way of this promotion. It's my time, Sarah. I can feel it. So Chris and I are never gonna happen.
Chris listens in the doorway.
Come on. This is me you're talking to. And I don't believe you.
Okay.
Sarah gives her a look.
But look, aside from all the other complications, I think he has a girlfriend. He's bringing a date to the party.
Workers unload cars at the house.
That looks great. Oh, okay, so we'll keep those desserts refrigerated until it's time to put them out, and I've cleared some space in the fridge.
Ah, the throne has arrived, fit for the man of the hour. There's a space right in front of Santa's Village for it.
Chris ignores her.
Tell me again why we're starting so early. It's 3 p.m.
It's a family event, Jane. Kids, remember?
Right. Kids, yes, they do have a schedule of their own, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Have we oversold? Will Mel Jensen respond to this?
How could he not?
not only are we putting on a great party, but at Bennett and Swanson, we are all of the things that we're portraying tonight.
She's right. I mean, you know that, Jane. Party is going to be great. Here.
Well, thank you for everything. I know I don't say it often enough, but I think it a lot.
Why don't you go get dressed? We've got everything covered down here.
Rebecca, you need to change too, so you can use the guest suite.
Okay.
She turns around to face Chris.
You okay here for a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for my guest to arrive.
Okay.
Chris watches her walk away. Amy puts on makeup.
You and Chris have done such a great job. I swear I saw Jane smile. I've worked here for 5 years, and I'm not kidding. That was the first time.
Yeah, we made a pretty great team.
Made?
Party's over after tonight.
We're still on the same team at work, but I see the way you two are with each other.
We're friends. I know, it sounds weird, since we shared a cubicle for a year and didn't exactly get along, but...
I mean, I always thought he was kind of funny.
He is. And smart. And resourceful. And there's no one I would rather lose this promotion to.
You should see your face when you talk about him.
What?
It's a little bit glowy.
It's sweat. I've been running around all morning.
Sure.
Rebecca shakes her head.
I want this promotion so bad, but I don't want him to lose so that I can win. Is that weird?
No. It's love.
Stop it. It's friendship.
If you say so.
They smile. A car pulls up at the house at night. It's decorated with white Christmas lights.
All right, I'm coming outside to get you, okay?
Rebecca walks downstairs in a dress. Chris stops. They smile at each other.
Wow.
Wow, yourself.
Chris wears a gray blazer. He stares at her and smiles.
My guest has arrived.
Rebecca.
Hi.
Spencer appears.
May I?
He holds out his hand.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Mel Jensen has just arrived with his grandchildren. Four of them. I don't know what to do with grandchildren.
I do. I'm sorry, Spencer. Will you excuse me?
Of course, but I'll see you later.
Sure.
Rebecca leaves with Jane. Children watch a train.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, Mom, Dad. Hi.
Hey. You look beautiful. Hey.
Thank you. I'm so glad you could make it.
There's so much fun to be had, you guys. Who wants cookies?
Me. Rebecca.
Me too.
I have to go do something, but there's cookie decorating in the other room.
Hi.
Hi.
Her family gathers around the toy train.
Look at this.
Family must be so proud.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
So many kids.
You're gonna help me out, right?
I'm right by your side, Jane, every step of the way.
Well, this is wonderful. They love it. You saved me a trip to the mall.
Happy to be of service.
You've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
We really felt that family is the spirit of the holidays, no matter how you celebrate, right? And we consider our clients family.
And our employees, too. At the very core of it, it's our staff who defines who we are.
Well, I've always felt the same way as well.
Sorry to interrupt, everybody, but if you gather in the living room, I have an announcement that I'd like to make.
What's going on?
I have no idea.
They go into the living room.
So, first off, I just wanted to welcome all our friends, our relatives, our clients, and fellow employees. But since tonight is a holiday party and not everybody celebrates Christmas, I also just wanted to celebrate another holiday that's happening tonight. Hey, Kirby,
Where's Kirby? Here he comes. All right, everybody, I want you to meet Kirby. He's my little brother in the Dorothy Jensen mentorship program.
Kirby carries a menorah into the room and sets it down.
Right there. Thanks, buddy. All right. So tonight happens to be the last night of Hanukkah, and I was hoping that Rebecca Hoffman and her family would recite the Hanukkah prayer for us, if that would be all right.
Rebecca nods and walks up to the menorah. Chris hands her a lighted match.
Say it with us.
Yeah.
She lights the candles.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher yitzvanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner,
Spencer frowns at Chris and Rebecca together. Chris and Rebecca smile at each other.
Your team is quite something, Jane.
So, will those two be handling my account, or will that be you? I can't think of a better company to take on this new task for the Jensen Foundation.
We will give you our all. I still haven't filled my VP position yet, though. Been waiting to see whether one of my senior project managers would rise to the top. But it won't have.
Since you haven't decided yet, I have an idea I'd like to run by you.
Spencer watches Rebecca chat with guests. She walks over to him.
So, you and your partner in crime over there. I'm guessing that's not quite the right term for you two.
I'm sorry, Spencer. I really didn't see this coming.
That's how it happens sometimes.
Yeah. It just wouldn't be fair for me to pursue anything with you.
I get it. And hey, if you ever find yourself needing a lawyer, you know where to find me.
Yes. I predict you'll be a partner by summer.
Happy Hanukkah, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Spencer walks away. Chris chats with guests. He walks over to Rebecca.
So.
They smile at each other.
How was your date? Kirby.
So you thought that I brought a girl. And you were jealous.
I was not jealous.
Yeah, you were a little bit jealous. It's okay, you can admit it.
I need both of you to come to my study.
Jane, you should just give the promotion to Chris. He has been here longer, and he puts so much of himself in everything he does. Everybody responds to him.
Stop. Rebecca has so much more experience than I do in this position. This entire thing was her idea. She's the reason why we were able to close this account.
No, Chris is a natural leader.
So is she.
Stop, both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Jane gestures for them to follow her. They follow her upstairs. Mr. Jensen sets down a nutcracker.
Mr. Jensen?
No, please. So, thanks to the two of you, as well as Jane's stellar reputation, I have chosen Bennett and Swanson to build the first 12 youth centers for my mother's foundation.
We will not let you down, Mr. Mel.
I believe that.
And I have made a decision on the VP position. I believe that Rebecca would be best in that role at Bennett Swanson's.
Right decision. I totally understand.
However,
you like my youth center. I love your youth centers, yes. They are my favorite place. So, I was going to hire a VP to oversee this new enterprise. But then I got to thinking, why not get somebody from the developer side who already knows my youth center inside and out?
He means you, Chris.
Really? Really.
And this is just the beginning. Eventually, I want a center in every park in the city. So, if you will accept, we can work out the details later.
I accept. I absolutely accept.
And the same goes for you, Rebecca.
I also absolutely accept.
Okay, well, great. Now that we've done that, I'm going to go enjoy my party.
Thank you.
Congratulations to both of you.
I'm going to go enjoy her party, too. And I look forward to working with both of you.
Absolutely.
Chris picks up Rebecca. They hug. He spins her around.
Believe that? Congratulations. I mean, that is a scenario that I never even considered. We both got promoted.
I guess so. It couldn't be more perfect. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for you.
Wouldn't have happened without you. You helped me find the confidence to be myself. For that, I'm so grateful.
It was easy. I said what I saw. An extraordinary person. You gave me the gift of hanging out with your family all week. With your crazy traditions. I'm crazy. Unique.
Rebecca nods and smiles.
You were a welcomed addition. Even if you did ruin my winning streak.
Yeah. Sorry about that. What about fancy suit guy?
He's everything I ever thought I wanted. Before I knew what I wanted.
Chris brushes her hair aside and holds her face in his hands.
What do you want?
I want to create traditions with you. The crazier, the better.
I would love nothing more.
They kiss. They smile. Chris spins a dreidel surrounded by gold coins. He and Rebecca sit at a table by the fire. The dreidel lands on its side.
Quite it. Looks like I might win this round.
That's okay. Because I have already won.
He brushes her hair aside. They kiss. Text, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.